Well, for just about any interest or pastime there is to be enjoyed, groups of local enthusiasts will often meet to enjoy each other's company and to participate in their preferred activity. So it was no surprise to me to learn that Victoria has had some sort of a chess club in one iteration or another since the first club was formed locally back in 1892. Now, many of the members of the current Victoria Chess Club will be at the Hotel Grand Pacific this long weekend for the 17th annual Grand Pacific Open Chess Championship. And longtime Victoria Chess Club member Paul LeBlanc joins us now on the CFAX Afternoon Show to discuss all things chess. Paul, thank you for joining us today, sir.
My pleasure to be here, Josh.
So registration is now closed, and there is no on-site registration for the upcoming event, so check and mate to anyone with plans of joining the competition last minute. But for those of us planning on coming out just to watch the action this weekend, what can we expect to see?
Well, we're occupying both ballrooms at the Hotel Grand Pacific, and we have about 170 players from all over the place. So you'll see a room full of people trying very hard to beat their opponent at chess, and it's quite the thing to see.
There are many chess competitions around the world. How does the Grand Pacific Open fit into all this?
Well, I'll start with BC. The chess is extremely popular in BC since the pandemic, and you can play in a tournament just about every weekend in BC. The three biggest tournaments are the BC Open, which was just held in February in Burnaby. It had 270 players. And then the Grand Pacific Open this coming weekend with 170. And then the third big one will be the Caries Memorial Tournament in Surrey. They'll have about 250 players. On a national scale, chess in Canada really is very, very popular in Toronto and Montreal. And that's sort of the center of chess in Canada. We're a bit out on the wing here, but we're holding our own.
And we have some pretty high-ranked players participating this weekend, including some local phenoms, right?
Yes, matter of fact, yes. The favorite in the tournament is international master Bindi Cheng, who was a phenomenal young player, a chess prodigy who reached the title far ahead in his life than most people would do that. And then he gave up chess for a while. He went to university in Toronto and came back and started a career, and now he's coming back into chess. So we're all very happy to see him, and he seems to have seamlessly come back and taken the top spot in BC. So he's the highest-rated player in the tournament, probably the best player in BC, and he's the favorite. But we have a master here in Victoria who's not that far behind him, so we're hoping our local Victoria guy might take down the big master.
I've watched competitive chess games played in the past, and they're typically played at a fairly leisurely pace, but I've also watched blitz chess games where there's pretty much zero time for players to sit and ponder their next move. What kind of play will we see this weekend?
Well, this is the longest time control because it's quite a serious tournament, nationally rated and so on. So each game will take about between 4 and 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
If you were to drop into the chess club, you'd see people playing blitz chess where each player has 5 minutes. It's a totally different game, a lot more exciting, a lot more fun, but, you know, every second move is a mistake.
Of course. But there is no time to deliberate. You're now thinking two or three moves ahead, and once they make their move, you're pivoting as you can and just going, right?
Yeah, it's just reflex action.
So I guess we'll see more of the leisurely paced play rather than the fast paced blitz chess this weekend.
Yes, and despite the fact that a lot of our players are very young, they also have a very serious approach to the game. So they prefer these serious tournaments. They've trained themselves to be able to endure 4 to 4 hours of high stress, trying to make your mind look ahead as many moves as you possibly can. So everybody, even the very young players, are very focused if you were to see them at the chessboard.
So for folks out there interested in learning more about competitive chess as a whole, or simply looking to expand their love of the game and enjoy some camaraderie with similarly interested people, how often does the Victoria Chess Club meet, and where can folks go for more information?
Well, we meet at the Esquimalt Rec Center every Wednesday from 6:30 to 9:30. It's free. We have a great website, Victoria Chess Club website. So we have players ranging from beginner to master, so anybody's welcome to come and socialize. Social activities, quite a big thing with chess that people don't seem to realize, but we have many, those of us that play chess have many, many lifelong friends that we've met over the chessboard, starting perhaps in high school and then continuing throughout life, and also friends all across the country if you travel for tournaments. So it's actually a great social game.
Will you be participating this weekend, Paul?
I will be playing. I'll be out down there slogging it out.
Do you have a favorite move?
Well, I generally like to play sort of positionally. I'm not a great attacking player or have a particular style, but I like to make sure all my pieces are guarded and gradually try and improve my position.
Well, best of luck to you and to all the other nearly 170 participants in this weekend's Grand Pacific Open Chess Championship at the Hotel Grand Pacific down here on Belleville, just over by the Legislature Building. For folks that want to come out, this is free to attend, right?
It's absolutely free, and we love spectators. We love to have people that haven't experienced a formal chess tournament before come down and see what's going on.
Well, Paul LeBlanc is a longtime member of the Victoria Chess Club. He'll be participating this weekend, along with a number of other people, at the Hotel Grand Pacific, the 17th annual Grand Pacific Open Chess Championship. And, Paul, we thank you for joining us today. Just to give us a little slice of life in the world of competitive chess. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Josh.